Thank you, Brother Shant. Isn't the Lord good to us? Oh, hallelujah. His wonderful presence in the service tonight, I appreciate him with all of my heart. You know, Mary, she didn't understand everything about what was happening to her. When the angel came and told her that she was going to have a child, "How can this thing be," she said, "and me not knowing a man?" She couldn't understand these things. There was a lot of things that Mary couldn't understand about her life, especially after Jesus entered into her life. And she just looked up and said, "Lord, be it unto me even as thou hast said." Yes. Hallelujah. I can't understand it, Lord, but you just let it be to me just like you said. Hallelujah. Yielding to God. I'd love to be like a piece of wax in the sunshine. Hotter it shines, the more pliable that wax will get. Yes. Brother, you can roll it up. You can flatten it out. You can make it round. You can make it square. That's what Mary meant. Lord, I don't understand all of these things, but be it unto me even as you have said. Yes. Hallelujah. Yielding to God means a whole lot. How are you feeling, Brother Tommy? Glory. I want you to stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. This precious man's been off of the job I don't know how long. You know, it just gets next to a man's ego when he can't support his family with his labor and with his hands. I believe the Lord is doing the work, Brother Tommy. Hallelujah! Woo! Glory to God forever. Jesus! You know, another example in the Bible is the Apostle Peter. When the Lord girded himself and took a basin of water and came around and began to wash the disciples' feet, I would feel unworthy too. If you had the knowledge of Jesus Christ that these disciples had, I believe John and James pulled up on the inside. Probably within said, "No, Lord." But because he was doing it, they never said anything. But old Peter, he was always a blabbermouth. He was always quick at the gun. And he said, "No, Lord, you'll never wash my feet." He didn't say it in disrespect. Oh, Peter felt unworthy that his Lord would wash his feet. Says, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus looked up and said, "Peter, if I wash not thy feet, you'll have no part with me." He said, "Oh, Lord, not my feet only, but my hands and my head." Anyway, hallelujah, and God works and God moves because you've yielded unto him. Another example is Jesus praying in the garden three times, about an hour each time, and he was praying, "Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me, but nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." And he went away And he prayed again, come again, and prayed the second and the third time, saying the same words one of the gospels said. Hallelujah. And finally, he said, Father, not my will, but thine be done. Jesus submitted himself, that flesh, that house of clay that Jesus was living in, had a tendency to shirk the cross and to shun the agony and the pain and the suffering that he knew that he was going to have to go through with. And he looked up and said, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. If we're going to be a successful, strong, true, honest Christian, every one of us has got to say it. Father, not my will, but thine be done. Brother Wayne, the same God that touched your foot over there at the Calvary Church that night is here in this service. Hallelujah. Brother Wayne has got a problem that he needs deliverance from. And I believe God's healing is here tonight in this service. You ever heard people say, I'm not going to shout like that brother. I'm not going to shout like that sister. And they never get anywhere. All right. Hallelujah. When I get the Holy Ghost, I'm going to get it easy and smooth. I'm not going to do like other folks do. And it was just the opposite with Mama. She was a dancer when she was in sin. And she said, Father says, let me dance when I get the Holy Ghost. You know, when you begin to figure it out just how it's going to be, the Lord will just do it opposite. Look out. If you're not going to act like somebody, you may act just like them. Oh, yes, God's will be done. And when Mama got the Holy Ghost, it just come in so easy. And when he come in, she just began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit give utterance. And after everything was over with, she said, Ben, I was a little disappointed tonight. I said, Mama, you got the Holy Ghost? She said, but I wanted to dance. Oh. Well, the Lord knows all about the dancing and all about the other, and that's well and good. But I tell you, you just say, Father, not my will, but your will be done. Hallelujah. Old Naaman would have never got healed if he hadn't have done what the Lord told him to do. Go down and wash in Jordan 7 times. Old Naaman began to figure things out, you know, just like some of us would figure. He said, I thought the man of God would come out and strike his hand over the place and call on his God and I'd be healed. Now he hadn't even showed his face. And the Bible said Naaman went away wroth. He was mad. He was fed up. After all, he was the greatest captain over in the land of Syria. And he didn't even show his face. And his poor little old servants run after him and said, oh, master, master, if he'd have told you to do some great thing, wouldn't you have done it? And he kind of got reconciled. Yeah, it had to be Jordan because the prophet said Jordan. He had to wash 7 times and not 5 times. Amen. And when he submitted himself and when he yielded himself, that's when Naaman got healed. When he went down that 7th time, hallelujah, he got through washing himself. I imagine them old places where that leprosy was got to itching. And he'd look out on the bank. You know, he said, "Servants, I'm about to itch off." Oh, but I want you to know, those servants was just as anxious. They said, "Go ahead, master. Go ahead one more time." And he went down that last time. And he finished washing. And he came up. And the Bible said his flesh became the flesh of a child. It was even better than what he had naturally. Woo! Brother, be submissive to the will of God and yield to him. Hallelujah. That's the way we're going to have revival too. It don't matter if president's sitting over yonder. It don't matter if some high elite, somebody's sitting over here. Go ahead and yield to God. They probably need every bit of it. Old brother Jack Coe one time had a doctor to visit his revival. And brother Jack said, that doctor, when we call for the people to come up and pray, that doctor come up to be prayed for and to be healed. And they just lined the front. So he said, "I'll start over here, far away as I can get to from that doctor." And he started praying for the people. And the people began to get healed. God's power fell. And he got over there. He had the oil bottle. He got over there to the doctor. The Lord says, "Pour the whole bottle on him." You know how you argue with God, don't you? Have you ever argued with him yet? I have. I'll have to confess. "Well, that don't even look right, Lord." You know, these are some of the things. "Well, Lord, what will the people think? Well, Lord, what in the world if this gets out and I do this and this gets out? This will ruin me." God said, no matter what he asked him, no matter what he told him, he said, "Pour the whole bottle on the doctor." And when he poured, turned that bottle up, he said, "All right, Lord, if this is what you want." He said, "Here it goes." And he said, "Glug, glug, 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 glug." And I mean every bit of it come out of the bottle. And it drained down through the hair and down on the brow. Dripped off of his chin onto his suit that looked like a pretty good suit. And about that time, the doctor jumped up from there and said, "It's gone. It's gone. I'm healed by the power of God Almighty." Brother, it pays to obey God. And I'm glad the people obeyed the Lord here tonight. That's all I got to say.